This is Mark Mowry, Chief Investment Officer of Statera Asset Management, and these are my notes for this month. This I didn't know before just a bit ago. The word consternation, while typically associated with anxiety, also has an element of surprise and or disappointment to it. So when I read its definition as I was perusing the synonym list for anxiety, while also seeking some manner of alliterative connection to the word for a four-year time frame, I found it particularly fitting to this moment in the nation's history. The current year already has proved one with few historical peers. With two market peaks separated by a drawdown of historical proportions, sparked by a yet ongoing global pandemic, and exacerbated by a crisis in global energy markets, 2020 has further seen domestic civil unrest and a widening division in reviews with regard to their purpose and justification, not seen since the 1960s. Feeding those feelings of consternation is the notion that, for as many as might have found major events and circumstances of this year surprising, perhaps as many are intensely disappointed that anyone might have been surprised. And the reasons for those emotions are measured in the zillions, with our COVID-induced lack of connection leaving so many individuals perhaps feeling more alone, less understood, maybe even less relevant in the world than ever before. So, with the conflation of those conditions as the backdrop, the same level of peerlessness might be applied to the current election. Elections can be a tremendous source of anxiety in normal times. Pundits, pollsters, and party adherents alike forever have been prone to hyperbole, their gestures ripe with warning and angst. The intention, of course, is to get folks to the polls, or not to the polls, depending on the messaging. Of all the elections in which I have participated, though, this one seems the most pressing for everyone involved. That this election is so much more pivotal, even existential, so weighty will be the collective choices we make in November. Just feels like there are so many outstanding issues that must be solved, and quickly, lest we drift away into anarchy or autocracy, depending on your point of view. Of course, these merely are the perspectives of the now. Our observations are stunted by our relatively short lifetimes, the very narrow moment of experience our lives represent in the continuum of human history. And reading viewpoints from the past is no substitute for having lived out those other moments in history. Even so, reading history demonstrates that the past is rife with periods that may well have been just as dangerous, limiting, contentious, frustrating, dramatic, and uncertain as the present. I offer that notion as a means to segue the conversation into one relevant to your investments. Top of mind for some, thankfully not yet so many, is the potential impact that this election will have on their investments. Indeed, we've been holding far more discussions that focus on the super narrow set of stocks that have been driving market gains in 2020, the topic for last month's commentary, than those that wonder the impact of a range of potential outcomes from November, or December's for that matter, tally of votes. Then again, stock chats might just be serving as fine diversions of attention, those conversations otherwise steering clear of discussions that participants believe might quickly fall into a verbal brawl that leads nowhere but to stronger entrenchment. But here we are, racing forward to the November finale. It's quite likely that we, the audience, will become increasingly anxious until we all cross that finish line and a winner is declared. And so, in an effort to allay even just a bit of that potential amping of concern, some context. I suspect I may have been using the word anxiety and its substitutes a bit too often lately, that speaking to the potential fears driving market movement suggests our present state is an unnatural one. As suggested already, I think our collective anxiousness likely falls well within the range of history, if such a thing could be measured. And I continue to believe these conditions too shall pass. And with regard to investable markets, well, it's actually rather proper to think that they always are anxious about something. And that something is the future that none can know. As we move toward that future, the world will continue to provide myriad sources for worry. But we hope the greater surprise over time will be that all the consternation, anxiety, and otherwise was at the time overdone. And we hope that in the meantime, the longer-term perspective that stock market history provides will remain a source of calm and a basis for reason as we close in on November 3rd. Until next month and beyond, wishing everyone continued health and safety. Importantly, past performance is not indicative of future results. The foregoing commentary is not presented as an investment recommendation. The approach described may not be right for everyone. No one listening to this commentary should take our comments as advice specific to or appropriate for their individual situations. Individual circumstances should be taken into consideration when determining a suitable investment approach. All investing carries risk.